Now time for a locker room chat with Valley Falls girls head basketball coach Jordan Hale. After three games this past week, a busy week for you guys. And coach, we will start off with your game versus ACCHS. And as you tell me, it was kind of a rough first half in all three of these games.
Yeah, you know, we've been really talking about having to come out in the first half and being ready to go. And we have not had that mindset going into the last few games. Against Effingham, I felt like we really had a good game plan in place. We held Bowerly to 6 points, and you know, she's their leading scorer. She's a great player, and so that, you know, we talked about if they're going to beat us, it's going to be because their other team, the other players, are going to be the ones that step up. And props to them because they absolutely did. And we really struggled offensively in the first half.
And then on Tuesday, you guys fell to Moorhill-Mann Academy for the second time this season. You guys lost that one 59-32. What were things in that game that were a little bit different than your first meeting just a little over a week ago?
Yeah, again, we started off slow. You know, offensively, we were getting good shots, getting good looks. We just weren't putting the ball in the hole as opposed to Moorhill was. You know, the first time we played them, they didn't hit very many outside shots, and when we played them Tuesday night, they really caught fire, and they hit it. They hit shots from the start, kind of got an early leap on us, and then we just couldn't recover from that.
And you guys took on a Pleasant Ridge team that is playing pretty darn good basketball right now. They gave Moorhill-Mann Academy a run for their money earlier this past week, and you guys fell to them 51-35, and that was a makeup game from January the 9th when we had all that bad weather. So this was another one, again, like you said, a bit of a slow start and unable to recover in the second half.
Yeah, Pleasant Ridge is a good team. They've got some nice bodies. They're able to shoot the ball from the outside, get the ball inside. So definitely a tough matchup for anybody they face. In our game Wednesday, they jumped out to a 10-0 lead. Again, same kind of thing as our Moorhill game. We were getting good looks at the basket, just not putting it in. Corey kind of struggled from the field. She only ended up with 7 points, so props to Pleasant Ridge for having a good game plan for her. But thankfully, one of our other seniors, Lauren Brown, she stepped up and hit some big shots for us last night. I think she ended up with 11. She was our leading scorer, and then we had a couple others that sprinkled in points across the board. So, you know, it was the first time we played them. So earlier in the season, you know, you play everybody and you kind of get a feel for them, and then you get to play them again. Well, we hadn't got to play them at all. So kind of that first time feeling playing, and now when we go in to play them again next week, we'll kind of have a little bit of idea what they like to do.
So obviously, Pleasant Ridge, a good defensive game plan. And like you just said, you guys will play them again coming up here on the 20th. That is next Tuesday. With that being said, though, if you guys happen to have Corey struggle in that game as well, who are you hoping to kind of step up and pick up some of the slack offensively for you guys?
Honestly, hopefully Lauren has a good game again. We've got a couple of sophomores that can give us some points here and there. We'd really like to see our juniors give us, you know, 8 to 10 points would be ideal. It's just kind of the given night, you know, who's on, who's not, and who's going to step up to the challenge. So we'll see when that time comes.
So three games this week. Failed to mention the Jefferson County North game coming up on Friday. That game will be on 93.7 FM KAIR. And then you guys finish up your regular season, as this game will not count towards your sub-state record, but for your league record, as you guys will be at Jackson Heights. And that game will be on the Cobra Channel and MSCSports.net. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and best of luck as you guys have quite the week coming up ahead for you guys.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
That was Valley Falls girls head basketball coach Jordan Hale here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by The Elevator and Hunt and Repair.